It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 2nd.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is obstinate, spelled O-B-S-T-I-N-A-T-E. Obstinate is an adjective. Obstinate at its most basic means stubborn. It describes people who refuse to change their behavior or ideas in spite of reason, arguments, or persuasion. And it describes things that are not easily fixed, removed, or dealt with. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Post by Megan Leahy. Louise Bates Ames has an uncanny way of capturing the essence of children at different developmental stages. And when you understand that it is your child's work to behave this way, that the behavior is serving growth and maturity, you are less likely to try to squash it. For instance, when you've nicely asked your 2-year-old to stop jumping on the couch, and they look you in the eyes and keep jumping, it's helpful to know that this obstinate behavior is normal and not a reason to double down or punish your child. Instead, speak less, redirect, and provide other things for your child to jump on. English has no shortage of words to describe stubbornness, and obstinate is one you might want to latch onto. It suggests an unreasonable persistence and is often used negatively to describe someone who is unwilling to change course or to give up a belief or plan. Animals can be obstinate too. For instance, say a beloved pet, cat, that refuses to get out of your easy chair when you want to sit down. Such an example makes a lot of sense with regard to obstinate's history, too. The word traces back to a combination of the Latin prefix ob, meaning in the way, and a word related to stare, meaning to stand. But if you're adamant about describing Whisker's stubborn behavior in more faunal terms, allow us to suggest the words bullheaded, dogged, or mulish. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.